Welcome to University Drive, your pathway to the transformational work of University of the Bahamas. Our goal is to build a better Bahamas by shaping tomorrow's leaders today, finding solutions to challenges, and forging new opportunities for growth. University Drive, where faculty, staff, students, and alumni travel the road of progress together with you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to University Drive Season 12, where we keep you informed about exciting developments in higher education. I'm your host, Tamika Lundy, and in this episode, we're diving into a topic that's crucial for the future of our students and our nation, preparing today's learners who are tomorrow's leaders to thrive in a dynamic global society. We are talking about pathways for both personal and professional development and meaningful corporate partnerships for future success. Joining me today are Candice Eldon, Acting AVP for Development and Executive Director of Corporate and Foundation Relations at UB, Dr. Willissa Mackey, Career and Job Placement Counselor at UB, Andre Charles, Senior Corporate Relations Advisor for Shell English and Dutch Caribbean, and Christina Dames, a 2020 UB grad and crude oil analyst for Shell Western Supply and Trading Limited, a company that recently strengthened its partnership with UB and was the title sponsor for the recently held and hugely successful Career Fair. Thank you all for joining us. Glad to have you all here on University Drive.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Mackey, this is your first time with us. Tell us a little about your background and what brought you to UB.
Thank you so much for having me, Ms. Lundy. I started my journey, career journey, as a primary school teacher, a fourth grade primary school teacher. I remained there for 5 years before studying for a master's degree in school counseling and classroom guiding. I became a school counselor and I remained there in that position until February 2022, when I joined the University of the Bahamas in this capacity and graduated with my Doctor of Education in Human Resource Development in May 2022. So yeah, it's been an interesting journey with peaks and pits, but it all landed me right here. And I'm just so happy to be here at the University of the Bahamas, where I can continue to be a nation builder in a different capacity.
And very closely connected with what you just said, you work very closely with university students, guiding them and preparing them for the workforce they will enter not only nationally, but globally. What are some of the key challenges you're finding that students face when transitioning from university to the world of work, or the successes? And then how does UB help them to overcome challenges and prepare for opportunities?
One of the key challenges we face, Mrs. Lundy, well, as you would know, we here at the University Center for Counseling and Career Services, it is our aim to provide a holistic program for students. In the Office of Career and Job Placement Counseling, one of the things I continue to notice is students do not always plan ahead for graduation, their next steps. And so I find that after graduation, that's when all of a sudden students remember that there is indeed a career and job placement counselor. And hey, we need support from that office. I want students to get to the point where they are strategically mapping out their next steps and charting the next course for their after graduation, rather. And one of the things that we aim to do each semester, we're alerting them about certain things, resume writing, job interview skills building. We're creating platforms for them to network with key stakeholders prior to graduation Every single event we offer or initiative we produce is catered towards every student across the different class levels. And so no one student has to wait until their senior year to prepare. Readiness begins as early as their first semester as a freshman. And that's what I want students to begin doing, beginning their planning their next steps from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. How do you work together to ensure that the needs of industry are fulfilled through the talent that's coming out of you?
Okay, so we do have a career and job placement advisory board, which is comprised of internal and external stakeholders. These external stakeholders, they take up roles as HR professionals in their fields or major stakeholders within their industries. We try to ensure that the board has a diverse representative or representation rather, so that we can be abreast of current trends in the industry. And as you mentioned, the needs of the stakeholders who are already employing or seeking individuals. As we get the information, then we're able to curate programs and address certain concerns with the student body, because we want to ensure that we are cultivating students who will be attractive as prospective candidates to stakeholders. And so we work closely to find out current trends, current needs, any gaps, so that we can proactively address them and prepare our students for their next.
And recently, the university held a successful career fair. And for that initiative, Shell stepped up in a major way, which I took to be an affirmation of their belief in fostering leadership and the potential and the talents and skills that are needed in today's workforce. Mr. Charles, tell us about how the company really sees its role in terms of fostering talent, but also getting in there in terms of when students are in the university environment and making them be aware of the skills that are needed and how they need to prepare themselves for the world of work.
Thank you so much, Tamika. At Shell and as an international energy company, we believe in the power of partnership. And if we want to achieve prosperity, success, both as a company and as a country in the various countries we operate globally, we know it's important to have vision. The market evolves, you know, job needs evolve, and also the training that should be done should evolve to ensure that the market for jobs is aligned with the supply. So we see the importance of partnering with the local academic institutions in the countries we operate. And this is the same, this holds true in the Bahamas. And we take pride. We take pride in contributing to the growth and prosperity of the countries we operate. And more specifically, we know that partnering with UB would help to align UB's courses and curriculum development programs, etc., with the needs that Shell would have moving forward. And just to give an example, when people hear about Shell, some people think it's just the gas station, right? And it's way more than gas station. Shell is an international energy company, and Shell Western Supply and Trading is a trading company. Shell Western focuses on crude trading. And it's important that local Bahamian students be equipped with skills to do the type of trading and the type of commercial work that is done by Shell West, to be equipped to participate in future job offers, etc., and to succeed, it's important that they have the necessary skills. And we see this as an opportunity to build a talent pipeline, a long-term, sustainable talent pipeline with the University of the Bahamas. And that way, as our business grows and our needs grow, we can work closely with the university to get the necessary students to take up the jobs that become available. But it's definitely a process. It takes vision, it takes commitment, and most of all, it takes partnership. And we welcome this opportunity to partner with the university.
You're talking about synergies, and that's a vital factor. The world is changing, our realities are changing, technology is booming, there's innovation that you want to incorporate in operations. What kind of qualities and skills does Shell look for in recent university graduates, considering especially that in this era, you can physically be in one location but have colleagues who are all around the world?
You're so right. It's so important to keep in step with the evolving technological world we're in. And with the pandemic, ways of working has changed. A lot of people work from home. Even at present, I currently am working from home, and the whole reality of work has changed. I support the Caribbean, so from Trinidad, supporting Shell's various businesses across the region. And it goes to show that the world isn't changed. The only constant is change. But when it comes to specific needs, typically there are several needs. As with any international company, you would need folks who could do finance, human resources, but also people who could do the core bread and butter business work. So in the case of a trading business, we would need commercial analysts, business development staff, but also traders. And in the case of Shell West, commodity trading is a key skill and a key asset. And it's not just commodity trading as done traditionally. We have to keep in step with the evolution that we're seeing around us. We're seeing that trading and technology is evolving. There's the use of AI and being able to understand how AI can be an asset to help optimize performance in the context of trading, in the context of human resources, in the context of finance, in the context of every area of life. It's pervasive and it's increasingly becoming a key part of how we do work. So you're so right. The technology is evolving and is important for the students coming out of the university to not only have the various skills in terms of finance and commerce and human resources, etc., but also to be in step with the technological developments like AI, etc.
Well, let's continue talking about skills because oftentimes when we talk about industry needs, I find that there's a space for us to continue the conversation about soft skills, those e emotional intelligence skills, empathy, being able to work collegially with colleagues around the world and nationally and locally, the ability to be resilient, to problem solve, right? What's the worth and value of those soft skills? When you talk about a thriving enterprise, a thriving business, and incorporating new talent.
Yeah, you're so right. To have all the technical capabilities and a bad character, just to quote, I don't know how many of the young folks at the university are familiar with Buju, not Buju, Shabba Ranks. He had a song about a pretty face and bad character.
You just dated yourself. You just dated yourself. The fact that I know that song dates me too.
But imagine you're coming out and you're bright, but you have a bad attitude. No, that isn't sustainable. And to be totally honest, it's equally as important as having the technical skills. The soft skills make for success. You know, at Shell, as with many other companies, those who succeed, those who go forward, are those who have the right attitude, whether it's emotional intelligence and being sensitive, you know. We have a diverse workforce, and diversity and inclusion is important, including equity, understanding that people are different and being able to respect people's differences, being able to engage people. Sometimes, when you have cultural differences, you have to be sensitive. What kind of jokes you make, or what kind of statements you make, giving compliments, how to do it. Having these sensitivities are very important, especially when you're working in an international organization like Shell.
Before we go to Christina, I wanted to swing that question over to Dr. Mackey. What's the emphasis that you place on the development of soft skills among university students when you interact with them? And really, what's their reaction to the emphasis on that? What are you seeing?
I'm so happy to share that I had a soft skills enrichment seminar called Soft Skills for Success. And students are often eager to participate. And one of the things I'm noticing, Tamika, within the University Center for Counseling and Career Services, we have many students coming in and diagnosing themselves as having social anxiety. And so having these sessions on soft skills is often very meaningful to them because not only do they want to thrive in the workplace, but of course, while they're here in college, they want to make the best of their college experience. And we know that happens by being able and confident with collaborating with others, networking, being able to communicate confidently with others. But we place a very strong emphasis on it because, as Andre mentioned, it's good to have the technical skills, but it is even better to have the soft skills.
Well, let's not skip over now that a declaration about social anxiety. What's at the root of that? And do you think that any of that was exacerbated because of COVID?
Absolutely. Research shows that there would have been a spike in social anxiety following COVID-19. And then when you think about our students, their age, their generation, they have been absorbed in the social environment from young. And so a lot of their communication is through devices. And so if you're hiding behind a device, you're not being able to develop certain skills. It's easy to send an email or send a text or send a little voice note. But of course, in person, it takes a different level of confidence, as I mentioned, in order to present yourself in a way that you feel comfortable doing so. So yes, research does show that COVID-19 caused a spike in that, but the generation that our students are from, they've been wrapped up, absorbed in the virtual space, and it creates difficulties for them face-to-face.
Yeah, we definitely need to pay attention to that and keep an eye on that particular matter. Yes. Christina Dames, you were once a UB student. You're now a UB Mingles alum, crude oil analyst at Shell Western Supply and Trading Limited. What was the path that brought you to what I would call an emerging profession, particularly for women? And then what did you do as a university student to prepare for where you are today and where you're going tomorrow?
Hi, Tamika. So yes, I attended UB. I'm a 2020 graduate, and I started my career with Shell about 2.5 years ago. So I studied finance at UB, and while I was attending UB, I had a full-time school schedule, and I also had a full-time work schedule. So it was a very challenging thing, but juggling two very full schedules helped me to be very disciplined. It's not easy having to manage, you know, a 40-hour work week and a 15-hour school schedule, but that helped me as a professional to effectively manage my time and to handle any adversity in a professional capacity.
I guess one of the questions I have, with you managing a full-time work role and full-time student responsibilities, what were some of the coping mechanisms that you used for that? Because that seems like that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, so it was a lot of pressure. To help me to navigate that is I tried to keep myself very organized because it is very difficult to manage such full schedules with having to work and having to be at school and also to excel in both of those areas, which I think I did a pretty good job at managing. But the most important thing was I set very strict schedules for myself on doing my assignments. I tried to schedule my classes around work so that I wasn't so overwhelmed. So I would work in the day and then I would do my classes at nighttime. And I tried to leave my weekends free to be able to complete all of my assignments. So I did have to sacrifice a little bit of my social life, but in the end, it was worth it. Because even though the days feel very, very long, the years, they go by very quickly. So I know that after 4 years, I would be past that point in my life, and then I'd be able to, you know, engage in more social activities. So I just made that sacrifice. So the most important thing was just maintaining a strict schedule for myself, and also just keeping in mind where I wanted to see myself in 4 years' time. I know that I wanted to have my degree, and I wanted to further my career. And of course, investing in my education was the most important thing to get me to where I want to be professionally. So I just had to keep that goal in mind. That was the most important thing. And just knowing that after 4 years, you know, I would kind of have a bit of my life back. I can do more things that I want to do. But the most important thing was just prioritizing my education first. So just keeping that in mind and just working little by little every day to get myself to where I want to be as a professional.
So you kept your eye on the prize, and from what I'm hearing, it seems like it was worth it, yes?
Yes, it was definitely worth it. Making that sacrifice a few years ago is what it has me where I am today, and I really love my career right now at Shell as a crew trading analyst. All the things that I would have learned at school, you know, funny enough, it really is beneficial to the role that I'm in today. So some of the material that I would have learned in UB, I actually apply to my role right now. So even though it was very tough at the time, it ended up being very much worth it because those things prepared me to be able to handle the tasks that I have today and to have a career that I really enjoy.
Awesome. I love that for you. You know, it is often said that hindsight is 20/20. What advice would you give to students who are preparing today to transition from university to the professional world? Because where you are now is where a lot of students would like to be. What advice can you give them?
Some advice that I would give students, especially students that are towards like the end of their programs, I would encourage them to look into doing, you know, internships just to get yourself familiarized with the workspace before you, you know, fully transition from being a graduate into a full-time professional. I think it helps to prepare you for what to expect in the workplace so you don't just, you know, move completely from just being a full-time student into a full-time working professional. And you may get a little bit of cold feet. So I think getting yourself in a workspace before, even if it's just part-time, only take on what you have the ability to take on. I know not everybody can work a full-time school schedule and work a full-time job at the same time. So just take on what you have the capacity to do so. And just to get yourself familiar with being in a working environment before you fully move on to doing that after you graduate. So stay disciplined. If that is the route that you choose to take, prioritize your education first, of course. But I would definitely encourage, you know, do an internship, just get familiar with working, and then it'll be a lot easier to transition into a full-time working space. And that's basically what I did.
Okay, all very good advice, very good advice. This is the perfect spot to take our break. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment to talk more about how UB is helping students to bridge the gap between the academic world and real-world experience and participating in a dynamic global society. This is University Drive. We'll be back after this.
Chapter One Bookstore is proud to serve the students, faculty, and staff of the University of the Bahamas and the community at large. We are the premier choice for the purchase of university textbooks and supplies and UB logo apparel, paraphernalia, and gifts. We also carry a wide variety of school supplies, learning aids, and leisure books. Visit our copy center for all of your printing, copying, and binding needs. Chapter One Bookstore is located on the ground floor of the Michael H. Eldon Complex on University Drive. Shop with us on Monday through Saturday. You can contact us at 397-2650 or email at chapter1@ub.edu.bs. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chapter One Bookstore. Chapter One, the premier choice. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. Back we are here on University Drive. We are talking about fostering talent among university students, preparing them for the world of work, meeting the needs of industry, and the factors that need to be focused on and harnessed. Candice, you are in the realm of fundraising and fundraising for the university. Tell us about the breadth of UB's corporate partnerships, like the one with Shell Western Supply and Trading Limited, that directly benefits UB students.
Thank you so much, Tamika. You know, without corporate support, we could not do what we do. You know, Andre would have talked about partnership, and partnership is key to any thriving relationship. At University of the Bahamas, we have several strong corporate partners who for the past 5 decades have invested in our students. And when we sit with our corporate partners, we not only want to push our mandate, but to find out what their corporate and social responsibility goals are and align their vision to UB's vision. Obviously, at University of the Bahamas, one of our strategic priorities is supporting student success. And so in conversations with our donors, with our sponsors, with our friends, we want to find out how do they want to support student success? What are the ways in which they want to invest and make an impact in our end? We talk about preparing our students for a global society, right? And companies like Shell Western Supply and Trading Limited have demonstrated their desire to invest back into this country and into our students. I love the fact that Christine talked about the rigors of UB, preparing her for the opportunities that Shell and other corporate companies have given our students to kind of figure out what they want to do. Because I think if we all think back to our university experiences, we may have gone into one degree and then ended up 5 years later doing something different. But that's the beauty of life. And when you have corporate partners that are willing to work with you through internships, because you may go on an internship and do one thing, and then you find out in this company there's other opportunities. And so we're grateful for the corporate support that allows students to have the flexibility to grow and to discover who they are and to shine.
Okay, what are companies and corporations telling you across the board, Candice, about human capital and partnering with academia for current and future success?
Well, our corporate partners want students that are willing to learn. You're not going to learn everything in the textbook. And like Christina would have attested, the things that she saw in the textbook, she's now able to apply. Our corporate partners want students that are focused, that are driven, that are willing to be molded, and also bring their own ideas to the table. We find that with a lot of our internship programs, our partners are really willing to work with it. And here with they giving them some level of autonomy, and also partnering them with people in the industry that they can have mentors. One corporate partner in particular, DevTech Initiatives, they attach a mentor to every one of their interns and every one of their students on scholarship. And we think this is a beautiful way to kind of connect the student to someone in the field that they can aspire to be like. And so our corporate partners have been just, I can't even describe the kindness that they have expressed.
All right. So Dr. Mackey, recently UB held its career fair. It's an annual event. And despite the weather, I think it was highly attended and there was huge participation among corporate Bahamas. Tell us about it. Tell us about the aims and tell us about how it has enduring impact on the lives of university students.
Thank you. Yes, we hosted the 2024 annual career fair under the theme Connect. And this theme is an acronym for career development, opportunity sharing, networking, navigation tools sharing, education, coaching, and talent acquisition. And believe it or not, Tamika, all of those elements, all of those components were exercised. Our stakeholders, all 45 of them, turned up, were excited and eager to meet our students. One of the things I really like about this initiative, this event, the Career Fair, is there's a component called the Digital Recruitment Book. where we allow students to submit their cover letters and resumes prior to the event. We share their professional documents with the stakeholders who arrange interview times with the students. And so there were students who were interviewed on site yesterday, and there is no greater joy for me knowing that the event was impactful. And where else can you go where 45 organizations as a student would assemble to show you their strength in the community, to exemplify to you what investing in future generations look like. So I tell students to show up, present yourself in a favorable manner, gather useful information, and of course, establish new contacts. So one of the aims would be for industry stakeholders to be exposed to our students and their talent and help them to see or understand how these young students can be very instrumental in their environment. And then, of course, for students, wanting them to take the opportunity for what it is and use it to develop their career networks. It's more than just looking around and browsing, asking questions. It's being curious and presenting themselves in a way that is favorable and responsible, because of course we all know that first impressions are lasting, right? But it's really, really to ensure that they establish professional relationships with stakeholders, discuss potential jobs, scholarships and internship opportunities, and put their best foot forward while making first impressions.
Christina is a success story. Are there others that you can share, student success stories as they transition to the professional world, particularly in terms of having benefit from UB's career services?
Absolutely. There are other success stories. In addition to the career fair, we do small scouting for the organizations. And when I say small scouting, they'd say to me, this is an open opportunity that we want you to share with the UB community. And so we would disseminate the information to the students, have the students submit the resumes to us, or if the stakeholders want it submitted directly to them, we'll do that too. And of course, we ask the stakeholders, if there is a successful candidate, could you please advise us? And so some of them do follow suit and let us know who the successful candidates are. And so there are a few of them that we can pull names from and share that this person is now working at this organization. And as a result of the career fair and other scouting efforts, that is how they got there.
You know, there's this whole conversation and debate going on about the worth and value of a university degree, particularly now. Mm-hmm. What to you makes a university student stand out to potential employers?
I do believe the fact that formal education is always changing in terms of remaining current, that is what makes students attractive. They're coming out with the latest information, theoretical information that perhaps have emerged since the more seasoned stakeholders have been in the industry. And so you have the innovation and the new education from the young students. And then, of course, from our seasoned stakeholders, you have the experience. And when you marry the two, I think it makes a beautiful combination and stakeholders value that.
I'd like to hear from Andre on that. As I said, there is a debate about whether one really needs to do a full university program in order to thrive and succeed as a professional in this particular era. Shell has a partnership with University of the Bahamas. One of the ways that it's elevated in that realm is through, like Dr. Mackey was talking about, the recently held career fair. So of course you're placing, I would imagine, an emphasis on formal university education. What's the benefit for an employer or a potential employer to scout among university students or university graduates?
Great question, Tamika. And there are different ways I could approach the question. But first, someone who has gone through the rigors of university training, academic training, and have done well, I think it shows that this is someone who could handle challenges and has the potential to be a high performer in a career environment. Of course, that's not the only indicator. Attitude is also very important, how you deal with difficulty, how you handle challenges, and so on. So a lot of that is part of your character and your personality, how driven you are, and so on. But to be fair, as an international energy company, we have a range of needs. So for example, in Trinidad and in other parts of the Caribbean, where we have a stronger upstream presence, we do partner with other institutions in the technical vocational space so that we could recruit people who may not have a degree, might be less qualified, but they're more in the vocational space, people who go on the rigs and go offshore, people who work in catering. And there's a range of opportunities for persons to get into the energy sector. So university graduates are just a subset of the range of people we look for. But I think having the resilience and drive, having gone through a rigorous program, is definitely an asset.
What trends are you seeing in the energy sector that future employees, university students, non-university students, but should be aware of as they prepare for various careers?
Sure. So when you're looking at the energy sector is evolving. As many of you all would be aware, with climate change, there's a global push to reduce emissions. And that doesn't mean things will change overnight. But in terms of trends, we will see a shift from the traditional coal and diesel and heavy fuel oil type of industries to a shift to gas, natural gas, which is cleaner and more affordable for the industrial sector, for the power sector, etc. And then that would be complemented by renewables, solar, wind, and different types of renewables. And of course, with the shift in the energy mix and with the push to reduce the emissions, we would see whole new industries develop around batteries, around producing solar panels, around electric vehicles and electrification. So the world is changing. It may not happen overnight, but the market also is changing. Typically, and as we see with Gen Z, Gen X, Gen Y, I'm betraying my age here, going backwards. But
once again,
but it seems as if the new generation are not the typical archetype like the baby boomers who would be looking for one long career to take care of the family. This is a bit more of a short-term focus. The Gen Z types tend to be looking to get quick turnover and look for the highest return, the best rewards. But of course, things are evolving as we look in the US with the tech sector and the layoffs, et cetera. We see where, with the changes in the market, you have to be flexible, you have to be responsive, you have to be resilient. But one thing is sure, the world needs energy. The world will continue to need energy. And whilst the types of energy may change, it's important to consider your options, and the energy sector is one that can be considered. When you look at Shell, please don't think it's just the gas stations. That's just a small part. Shell in particular is an international energy company with a wide value chain. So for those who are interested, you could, of course, start with Shell West, which is based in the Bahamas. But Shell is an international business. We are across the globe. And you could also look for opportunities in our company across the globe online, on LinkedIn, etc. So just put it in a plug shamelessly here to look out for opportunities at Shell, wherever you are. You never know, you might see Bahamians going in other parts of the world.
Everyone gets one shameless plug. You,
Tamika, can I just share further on what Andre mentioned about the different generations?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm so happy, Andre, that you mentioned the different generations that we see now in the workforce. Of course, right now, there's a big melting pot. You mentioned the baby boomers. I mean, they were there from entry level to retirement. But as, of course, the millennials really came and they shook things up.
That's right.
And we're here with the Gen Alpha now. And they too, I talked about them being technology driven, right? They are going to bring new innovations into the environment, but they are no nonsense when it comes to certain things. They want their flexibility. They want work-life balance. And that's sitting in the office from 9 to 5. They are not interested.
So, no way.
Of course, you know, during COVID time, we all had the liberty to work from home. It was a beautiful thing, you know. But we reverted very quickly when the all clear was given. But this Gen Alpha, they want to remain at home or working remotely, and that 9 to 5 is just not going to work. So as the industries continue to keep the different characteristics of the generations in mind, I hope that it wouldn't only take COVID-19 for us to do remote work, but that we would understand that this is a major need and desire for this Gen Alpha generation.
You know, this thing about evolving and adapting, right, is also true for human beings and human nature. You know, as the years progress, I think we have to learn how to evolve and be a little bit different to accommodate innovation and new ways of doing things. But a focus on the multi-generational workforce, I would imagine that that is a real thing for a company like Shell.
Yeah, and it takes having understanding. For example, those of us who might be closer to the baby boomer generation might see working from home as a risk. It takes flexibility. I think understanding once the job gets done, however it gets done, can be figured out. And that kind of understanding is what makes for success, especially in the context of a multi-generational workforce. You know, that understanding, that openness, that having that learner mindset, because the Gen Alpha might seem a bit of an enigma to a baby boomer. It's like, there might be a sense of, hey, you guys feeling entitled. You want all the rewards, you want the benefit, but you don't want to be committed and work hard. And vice versa, they might look at the baby boomers and say, you guys just want to work all the time and don't have fun. But at the same time, both could help each other. The baby boomers could learn from the Gen Alphas and vice versa. And you could embrace each other's differences and benefit from them.
So Shell is a brand that's present in quite a number of nations, right? How does it view its social responsibility from nation to nation, but particularly when it comes to education and workforce development?
We believe in the power of education, and it plays a key role in shaping a brighter future in the nations we operate. So by investing in local talent, it helps to foster local development, what we call local content or in-country value, so that you not only have people who could come and participate in the workforce, but you could develop supply chains. Because when Shell goes to a country, we don't just hire locals, but we rent buildings, we buy stationery, we buy supplies, and people bid for those things. They get into the supply chain, and it has a multiplier effect that supports economic growth and development in the country. So therefore, we see education human capital development as foundational and pivotal in ensuring a country is equipped not only to participate in the workforce that and the job opportunities that would come through foreign investment, but also to develop local supply chains. You know, when we have to have meetings, we rent venues, we might go to the hotels, we might go to a Bahama or other hotels, etc. And having those facilities available are important. And then when we have to get food, catering, etc., all these value chains, all these supply chains can be developed. And we are committed to use local resources as part of our business. We take pride in it, you know, and it's important to have good quality available. Of course, we have our standards from health and safety, environment and quality, and ethics and compliance. So once local workforce and local supply chains are up to these standards, they are well positioned to participate in our supply chains and workforce.
Synergies and relationships. Back to you, Candice Weish. How does UB communicate the value of investing in education to potential corporate partners? You're out there building relationships and talking about how the institution is meeting its mission.
Yes, it's so important, Tamika, to continuously talk about the needs of our students and the investment that corporate Bahamas and international companies like Shell can do and participate in. We have such rich talent at the university. Our students come from different backgrounds, from different islands, and it's embracing the needs of our students and articulating with our donors. We sit down to the table, and Andre could attest, and we share with them the needs of our students because we hear directly through our Office of Financial Aid and Scholarships some of the things that they would need to thrive. We talked about the pandemic and how we moved back home. And a lot of our students during the pandemic would have said, I don't have a computer at home. I relied on the computer lab. And so we articulate these needs to our donors who have been very compassionate and empathetic and understanding that, hey, we need to support our students in providing technology. I would have mentioned during the pandemic, a lot of our students relied heavily on our cafeteria. And when we had to go into remote learning, they were not being fed. And so we had donors support our pantry. These may be basics to some, but a student that's hungry or does not have access to technology cannot effectively learn. And so we are grateful for partners that are attuned to the needs of students because they once too were students. And so when we talk at the table, not just about the textbooks that the students will need, but just the tangible needs that help them get by. We have students that come in from the family islands, and there's this culture shock, and I'm sure Dr. Mackey has talked to several of them to talk about the adjustment from coming from a small town or settlement, coming to the big city and what that looks like. So even donors that have been willing to support counseling, have been willing to mentor them and get on the phone with them and talk with them to kind of help them come along and understand that you're going to be okay. And as a corporate partner, we are literally partnering with these students to see them cross the finish line. And much like the success of Christina, go on to tangible work in the workforce because the donors hear the needs and they say, we are going to walk with them every step of the way.
All right. As we wrap up in these final moments, I will give each of you a chance to go on the record with some final thoughts, some final insights, starting with you, Dr. Mackey.
Thank you so much, Tamika. I think I'll go on the record, Tamika, by sharing that seldom things are achieved without collaboration. And so we continue to be grateful for our industry stakeholders who invest in the University of the Bahamas' greatest asset, and that's our students. Without their commitment, without their dedication, and without them realizing just how important it is to cultivate the next generation of leaders, none of what we do will be meaningful. None of what we do will be impactful. So the fact that they continue to support us as we aim to shape a strong workforce in order to ensure that this country continues to thrive, it is very, very meaningful. So I go on record thanking our stakeholders, thanking our sponsors, of course, our title sponsor, Shell Western Supply and Trading Limited, for continuing to see the work from the Office of the Career and Job Placement Services and investing in it.
All right, thank you. It's about human capital development. Christina?
I would just say, speak to students, just to encourage them to continue to prioritize your education, put that first. Investing in your education will never do you a disservice. It'll only be to benefit to you when you want to develop your career and to take yourself where you want to be. Just continue to stay the course. You know, investing in your tertiary education is never easy, but just continue to prioritize that. Set goals for yourself. See, set strong goals for yourself and just continue to work on that little by little every day. Again, UB isn't very easy, but it'll definitely be rewarding at the end of the day when you walk across that stage and you move on into the next chapter of your career. So just continue to stay the course, stay disciplined, and just continue to work hard on yourself and put your education first.
Andre?
Yeah, three things. To the students, I was a student myself, very humble beginnings. And for the students who might be struggling through, find it difficult to juggle life, juggle work, just want to encourage you, don't give up. Persistence is key, and it's important to have faith. You know, what you're going through now is only temporary, so keep progressing, keep going forward. Better is ahead. So just to give that encouragement to the students, looking ahead and looking above to this university, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Tamika, to you for this interview, but also to Candice and the UB team. We're very excited to partner, and we look forward to partnering with you all moving forward on the talent pipeline and other initiatives. So we're pretty excited for what's coming ahead. And to the broader nation, Shell is much more than a gas station, right? We're here in Bahamas. We have Shell West, and we're keen to continue to play a key role in the development of the country. And we have some projects that are in the pipeline. More is coming. We're very sensitive to the needs of the nation, and we want to see what role we could play in helping to address those needs. So thanks again, and appreciate the opportunity.
And Candice, the power of partnerships for progress.
Absolutely. As the university celebrates our 50th year, our golden jubilee, we are immensely grateful for the support of our corporate partners, our donors, our friends, our alumni who reach back and give and invest in the next generation. I want to say a very special thank you to Andre and the entire team at Shell Western Supply and Trading Limited for coming on board in a tangible, real way to support student development and student success. And we know that we have more great news on the horizon. And I would say to all of corporate Bahamas and international companies that want to invest, there's no greater investment than that of education. And in the lives of students like Christina, we can see the tangible results when people give back and invest. Education is the key. And we are grateful at University of the Bahamas for all that's been done. And we're excited about more great news to come. So thank you again, Tamika, for having us.
All right. That brings us to the end of our show. A huge thank you to our guests, Candice Weish, Dr. Willissa Mackey, Andre Charles, and Christina Dames, for sharing such valuable insights on fostering student success and preparing the next generation of leaders for current and future roles. To our listeners, thank you for joining us. Don't forget to tune in next week for more inspiring stories. Until next time, I'm Tamika Lundy for University Drive.